Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Hour number two here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. As always, midday show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Sharon Moore probably going to need some Mark Spain Real Estate up there. I don't know if they do Ann Arbor, but he's probably going to be moving.
He's going to be moving somewhere. Moving out.
Yeah, she might not be. Yeah. College football corner in about 15 minutes. We'll get back into that and everything else going on in college football as bowl games get underway this weekend, Randy.
Who's playing, Andy?
We got a couple big matchups.
We got
the Celebration Bowl right here in Atlanta.
Beautiful.
South Carolina State and Prairie View A&M.
They're here already. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to town.
Welcome.
Have fun. Army-Navy, obviously, will be played on Saturday as well.
Make sure we don't talk no trash, because I know my family is in the damn group text this year.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I came back to get you last
year. Oh, yeah, because only Navy person is Aunt Melanie.
Okay.
And so, and everybody's Army, and we would, and I started it. Sure. And, yeah.
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 That's another one I'd like to go to.
Definitely. Definitely.
Sign us up. We're putting our name in the hat for various things. The Falcons have an international home game next year me and Randy would like to broadcast from.
Yes.
And the Army, I know, because Dukes and Bell have done Army Navy a couple times, because being partners with Westwood One, they'll kind of facilitate all of that. I would love to do that someday.
Yes, no doubt.
Where is that one this year?
I have no clue where
it is
this year.
I'll look it up.
But I think
then Washington plays Boise State on Saturday.
There we go, baby.
Yeah, we got it.
There we go.
Baltimore. It's an M&T Bank.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's always a fun atmosphere and everything like that. But yeah, it should be a jam-packed weekend of sports. Obviously, the Falcons aren't playing,
which is great.
Well, you know,
they play tonight, the and only then you thing can about, chill on but, Sunday.
Because that's the thing about my house is, I love ball, and I'm always consumed by it. And I do everything when I do stuff with my family and stuff. And so, yeah, it's a family-filled weekend here, Bunk.
Oh, trust me.
Family-filled weekend, baby.
Me too.
Family-filled weekend.
And it started last night, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, my girl, my baby, too.
She did great. She had her holiday choir recital performance at church last night. They did 6 songs.
All right.
The performance lasted about 7.5 minutes, which is the right amount of time for a bunch of 5-year-olds singing in the choir to last.
Right.
And it was beautiful. They did an awesome job, and it was really, really fun. And everybody's in town. Like my mom and my brother Cole was here, and my dad and Michelle came, and my wife's parents were here. So all the
love it.
Everybody was in the building last night to see the choir performance, and they're all going to be at the holiday party tomorrow night as well.
How did my boy Jack do?
Not great, Randy. Yesterday, you don't even know what you just asked.
Yeah.
And I didn't even plan on telling this story, but since we're here, you've had blowouts. with your children plenty of times.
Yeah.
I would propose that the blowout that that boy had last night
in
was,
church?
Yeah, at church.
Through the pants.
Through everything. Sweater, socks.
Ooh.
Undershirt.
Damn.
Everything. And I, you know, you go to check, you know. You kind of you smell it, you go to check, and you kind of
your hand gets in it.
Yeah, yep. Full thumb,
yep.
Which was just awful. And it's at church,
yep.
And the recital's about to start in like 20 minutes.
Right.
And this is a 20-minute cleanup job. Like,
right. Yeah.
This was going to take. So I took him to the bathroom, and I got him in the sink. I'm like hosing him off. Like, he's full naked in the church bathroom. He's two, so he can get away with it. But then I was like, I don't have any clothes.
Oh, no.
I got nothing. Like, normally, because I had a backup bag for him, but I took it to daycare Monday.
Uh-oh.
So they have it there, and we take him to the church nursery on Sundays and Wednesdays, but I had just taken the bag home Sunday to wash, so we didn't have any bag church clothes either. And so I went to the nursery, and they didn't have any in his size, so I went out to the car, and all I had was a 92.9 The Game t-shirt and a 92.9 The Game scarf. So I put the t-shirt, luckily, was small enough to where it didn't hit the ground when he wore it, and I cinched the scarf around his waist, and he looked like a wise man. He looked like he was in the nativity scene.
What the
heck? And it was a Christmas performance
right,
at church.
Right.
So a lot of people really thought it was like, oh, they thought he was dressed up to perform. And I was like, nah, man, this is all I had.
Damn,
it was,
dog.
He was a 92.9 The Game wise man.
Oh.
Oh, man, it was disgusting. It was very, very gross. Very, very gross.
Dude,
yeah, so that's what happened last night.
Dude, you always got had a bag.
I always do.
I've been there.
I've
been there. Don't worry.
It'll never happen again.
He's like, what the hell? We're too far to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I would have gone home because church isn't that far from home, but I wouldn't have got home and back before the performance started, and I didn't want to miss it. So, yeah, it was pretty gross.
Damn, homie.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, my bad, Jack. I didn't plan on telling that story, but I figure since we're here, we had to.
Damn.
All right.
Damn.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the new year.
Damn, man. Yeah, my baby looking like that.
Gross. So gross.
That.
Another friend at church who's a Falcons season ticket holder and big listener, shout out to Lane, offered me his Monday Night Football tickets for the Rams game.
They play on Monday night?
Yeah, they play the Rams on Monday night.
God, don't mind.
Standalone.
Here?
Yeah. Yeah.
They have another standalone night game?
Yeah, people thought they were going to be good, Randy.
Oh, damn.
They were supposed to be decent this year.
Okay.
Anyway, I was like, yeah, I'll take those. And then last night we were sitting around after the performance, and I asked my father-in-law, I was like, you want to go? We'll go Monday Night Football. And he was like, yeah, great. And then he was like, well, 8:15 is pretty late. I don't know. Traffic will be pretty bad. I'd have to drive down here to be here.
Okay, don't come, Jim.
Yeah, no, it's like, all right, you don't want to go.
Yeah.
So, I know. Yeah. He's like, and then he said some bad stuff about the Falcons.
Yeah.
I was like, all right,
don't come.
Fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so you're going to take the missus with you?
Nah, I'm probably not going to go.
Okay.
Nah, we did our Monday Night Football game for the year. I went to the Bills game. That was the high water mark of the season.
Let me know, because you know what?
Oh, you want to go?
Maybe, because, you know, Samson still has, like, a little love for Rams.
Oh, okay.
The Rams?
Okay, you guys. Okay.
When is that?
Monday the 29th.
Oh, they're out of school.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Maybe.
I'll ask him.
Maybe Sweet Randy could get on this thing.
It's not in the suite.
No, I'm talking about us.
Oh, you want to get it? Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, got it.
Let me see. But yeah, tell them to hold on to those for me. I got to pay for them, right?
No, they'd be free, but these are not, this not, these aren't suite tickets.
I understand that part, okay. Andy. I'm just like, if the company I work for can't get me
into the suite
yeah, with my boy,
you'd be able to get in the
suite.
Yeah. But you don't need these tickets to do that.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Anyway. Okay. All right. Here's Jeff Ulbrich talking about containing Baker Mayfield.
You don't stop Baker Mayfield with your rush. You stop him with everything. You stop him with the way you try to manipulate what he's seeing from a coverage perspective, playing tight, sticky coverage at times. And then, you know, you got to be very conscientious in the way that you rush them. You know, it's got to be very organized. Everybody has to compliment each other. And, it's a problem.
He's right. But I think the thing with Baker is he got his guys back now. Mike's back. McMillan's back.
Big deal.
Obviously, Godwin didn't play. the first time, no. And then you got the young buck.
Yeah.
You know, they're running the ball a little bit better with Bucky and them. So, I mean, they're as close to as whole as they've been in a while.
I think Worf's is healthy, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're as close as they've been all year long to being healthy, man. And, again, coming off of a bad performance in a battle with Carolina for the NFC South, because only one team's getting out of this one, probably.
Yeah,
I mean, they got you coming in town. It's going to be fun. I know I talk about the creamsicles, which are, again, the worst uniforms ever made, but they love them down there. They get a little juice when they put them on. And the Falcons are in a situation where they just, you know, you're playing for pride. You're playing for pride, man. And it's one of those things where, you know, when you're playing for pride on a team that has no hope after the season, the kickoff returns like that, they take it. It suck yet.
Yeah.
I got pride, but damn,
and it seemed like it did.
Yeah, it's like, damn, homie.
The second half of the game against the Seahawks was the first time it kind of felt like there were some
– like.
Yeah. Maybe not like 100% being given by everyone at all times. Because, and again, that's not saying that they have been doing that up until that point. Like, we don't spend a lot of time bragging about the team not quitting on the season, you know? Cool. Congratulations. It's your job. I'm glad you're out there trying. But it did look a little questionable in the second half, and you get beat 31-3.
Right.
I hope that energy doesn't carry over to tonight.
Right.
But I kind of worry that it might.
Yeah.
Like, as much as the Seattle game, and we kind of got there by Friday last week, was like, I don't know, this one might be. And it ended up being.
Uh-huh.
Tonight might be too. Yeah. Like, tonight might be ugly.
It might be ugly, and tomorrow it might be. Tomorrow it might be some breaking news.
Yeah, it might be.
It might be some breaking news.
Pack
tomorrow.
Your bags.
Yeah, yeah. It might be some. It might be some breaking news.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. I wish you could have got to it. But we'll save it for tomorrow. Hey, say this Joe Burrow for tomorrow, Bo.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want.
We can do it next too if you want. Like,
I mean, yeah. I just, you know. Cincinnati done did it to another one.
Yeah, I know. They took his joy.
They took his damn joy. God dog it.
Whose joy got taken in the NBA a couple years ago? Oh, who was that? Remember that? Oh, they took my – I found my joy again. He got traded. Who was that? Remember what I'm talking about?
I knew somebody. I just can't remember who it was.
Neither can I. Dang.
God, I hate that word.
I know.
I hate that phrase. You took my joy. Be a damn grown-up.
Create your own joy.
Be a grown-up. You're making millions of damn dollars to play a kid game.
Yeah, you're
a quarterback. My joy.
Quarterback in the NFL. The
blank out. No, no, no.
$250 million.
No, Cincinnati
contract.
Can take that.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Man, Carson Palmer said, I don't want to play. I quit.
Tired.
Because of y'all.
Was it Paul George?
No.
Wasn't? I think it might have been.
No, I don't think it's PG.
In Philadelphia?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it wasn't? I thought he lost his joy. Don't lose your joy. It's a holiday season, man. Find it somewhere internally. You got to create your own joy. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back. We're going to keep spreading joy this holiday season. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Duke. Christmas time, baby.
Damn right. I mean, darn right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got to clean it up for Christmas. You know what I mean?
No, the hell you don't.
I caught myself last night while cleaning up Jack in the church bathroom. Oh, I was like, oh, I probably don't curse here. But I was like, what the? What is this?
Hold on, dude. There's no. Hold on. I'm being serious about that. Like, some of the best cusses I've ever seen or heard were in church.
Sure. Yeah.
Like Sister. Sister, what's her name? Sister Rennell? Yeah, Sister Rennell and them. Man, they used to be cussing up the damn gong storm.
In church.
In church on them pews. Sorry. This monk, hurry up. Ooh, what the heck? What that monk got on her head? when you were sitting back there with grandmama, with grandmama and her friend and her girlfriends on that pew, and them old lady, they be talking so much. Because the hats be doing, you know, they the hat. I call them, when I was a kid, called them the hat crew. Because, you know, ain't nothing more special than that church hat. Like, if your grandma didn't have them church hat, them special church hats, then your grandma didn't go to church. She went to church. Like, my grandma went to church, you know. And so, yeah, you sit there and them sisters be cussing they behind on.
They got skin in the game, though. You know what I mean? They've been in there.
Yeah.
They've been in there for decades.
Right.
They've earned it.
Yeah.
I'm new.
But, yeah, they're the ones that look in your hand when you're putting in the offering, how much you're putting in.
Yeah,
Peeking over and everything.
Now the thing is, you know, all right, you can give cash when the plate comes around, but there's also QR codes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, don't judge
me. It's too fancy.
I don't have any cash. I don't have any cash for QR coding it over.
It's too fancy.
I mean, church probably would disagree. They like the money anyway. They can come buy it.
I understand that, man. I understand
not
that.
Nobody has cash anymore.
I understand that. I tell you why.
Venmo the preacher.
But I was so scared the other day, Bunk, because I went to the store and the Salvation people out there with the bell. And I had no cash. And I felt bad because I was like, what if they have, because that's how them Girl Scout get you now. They got the damn thing. They plug into the phone.
They have the little
and
square.
And I was like, if they got a square for the Salvation Army folks, I'm really going to call fraud. I'm going to call some fraud on these people. But luckily, I had 10 bucks, extra $10 in my glove thing, so I wouldn't give it to them.
That's a big win for the Salvation Army bucket. 10 bucks?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Because most people, you kind of put a little change in there, you know?
Man, you get the kind of fold.
You do?
Yeah, you get the kind of fold, man. It's for a good cause,
well
man.
Done.
You know, I feel my blessing.
What do they do, the Salvation Army?
What do you mean?
What are they up to?
You know, feeding people, you know, trying to try to help those who don't have.
Sure, yeah.
You know back. What I mean?
You got to help out.
Yeah, dog.
Lift up.
Yeah, dog.
Those that need it.
Everybody, what's it? Tides.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Bear your neighbor's burden within reason.
Yeah. Not tiding like the church. Like all boats rose, tides rise boats.
That's right. All ships rise, tides boats.
Yeah, that one right there.
That I think that's the phrase. I think I got it right.
It's somewhere in that area. We in the ballpark.
A rising tide lifts all ships.
We're
in the vicinity.
Yeah, we're somewhere. But I know we're talking about Sherrone Wright. Pete Thamel's on. Pete Thamel, try to write down some quick notes about this. All right, so when the initial investigation happened, right?
Yes.
It was an anonymous tip.
So that part was real?
Yes.
That's
Pete Thamel.
I read a lot of stuff online yesterday, and I was like, any of this is real?
There are certain people that I try. And
sure, of course.
He's
as trustworthy as anyone.
Yeah, so the anonymous tip, they found no credibility with the anonymous tip.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so then maybe a week ago something else came out because he just hired a new special teams coach 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah. No, he's building his staff out. Yes. They signed commits
So he's
week,
assuming that all this is under the whatever.
Right,
then something else came down day before yesterday or something like that, then all this came down.
Okay.
All right, so.
So that, again, now I'm going to make an assumption, and I'm not going to go too far with it, but that might explain the reaction when the firing happened. Because
yes.
he thought, okay, they're investigating, they're looking at this, whatever.
Yes.
They didn't find anything, I'm okay. And then they're like, now you're fired.
Yes.
And he's like, well, I know why, and I'm going to drive over there and talk to him.
What the? Yep. And so he forfeited $12.5 million and everything like that. But, yeah, so that,
And one of the best jobs.
One of the best jobs
in American
that you
sports.
Probably would not have gotten if you didn't. If they, if Jim said, how the, Jim put them through all this crap.
Yeah, he did.
And still was able to name his successor. Mm-hmm. And he gave it to that young man right there.
I will say, and look, I mean, good for Harbaugh for doing it. Obviously, he's the one that screwed up the situation.
Yes.
I just have to wonder if these programs are going to think twice about the succession plan. Like, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
When you hire the handpicked successor, it just so rarely works. I'm sure there's examples that people can point to. But all the ones that you think about, it's like, huh, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, if you did a full search, if Harbaugh leaves and you're doing a nationwide search 2 years ago to replace that job, you can probably get a better candidate than Sherrone Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why if you're Michigan right now, like, there's a pretty good chance that they're going to be able to hire a coach who has a better resume and comes in and is able to make them a better football team next year than Sherrone Moore.
Yes.
Like, because I don't know. I thought they were actually – I thought they played better this year than they than their talent probably was.
I agree.
I think they were a pretty tough football team and gave some good teams – a tough game and beat most of the teams that they were, all of the teams that they were supposed to beat. I mean, for them to be 9-3, it's about as good as they could hope and still be kind of in it at the end. Again, I know they have higher standards than that and all that. And again, this, it is some about that, obviously, but it's also about doing a bunch of stuff that you're not supposed to do.
Oh, I agree with that,
so
man. It's a crazy situation. I'll tell you this new thing, because, you know, usually you got, we were talking about podcasts and everything, and Ed Orgeron, he's doing rounds and everything. And he was talking about recruiting then to recruit now, and you had to go through the back door to give money, and now you can go through the front door. And now it's all of a sudden, now it's like, oh, well, that's what happened with the SEC because now the NIL, they can't pay players like they used to. Get all the way the F out of here. You think that these SEC schools were the only ones paying players?
Right.
Like, that amazes me that people are going to that now. Oh, he told a great story about USC. USC wasn't in the SEC. They damn sure got Reggie Bush in them. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
I mean, look, every school has, if you're a fan of a
had a bag man.
If you're a fan of a good college football program, you know stories.
Yes.
Some of them they got caught for.
Yes.
Like, you know, if your school had sanctions in the last 30 years, pretty good chance in relation to a recruiting violation.
Yes.
Which recruiting violations, by the way, are almost always that prior to NIL.
Yes.
I know, you know, it's improper contact and all that. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Improper putting $40,000 into a bag and putting it under a table so the kid could have it. Yeah, look, no, now, yeah, it's true, everyone was doing it, but now the fact that everyone's able to just tap into the business community and the alumni community and do it above board, I think there's a lot more people that are willing to give it through the NIL process than we're willing to give it under the table.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But my, you remember what I always said about this whole NIL thing and your and talking about playing the players and the people who give the money, when will they ever get tired? Because you're not fulfilling. I'm giving you money to win.
Yep.
You're not doing that. Did you see the Troy Aikman thing? It was so
just
great.
Just about to bring
it up. I love Troy. Troy gave somebody some money.
Troy's hurt.
That hurt. Hell yeah! I didn't give you money.
Yeah.
To go and help my school, UCLA.
Yep. And you know where you got it from.
And you know where you got it from.
You're aware that you got the Troy Aikman scholarship.
Yes. And then your ass take my myrtle?
Yeah. It's tough.
Hell no.
Yeah, hell no.
Y'all can't have no more of my money.
Never.
Matter of fact, you know what I got? I got more money than you do, than that little check I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
How about you get back? Or I take it out in blood.
Well, that's what Georgia's trying to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Georgia's trying to get the money back from Damon Wilson.
Take it out in blood.
They're suing him for $390,000.
Give me.
Yeah, he left, man.
Give me my money.
And apparently what was written, he didn't get the $3,000, mm-hmm. but apparently what was written, because it was a $440,000
yes.
deal, It's like, if you leave before it's over, you owe us the rest.
Take it out in blood, Andy.
It's crazy. If they can actually do that, I don't think they'll be able to.
Nah.
But if they're actually able to get this kid to...
Do you?
Like, that might stop people
from
doing it.
That might stop it. It might stop. Yeah. Give me mine in blood.
Here's my... Because I thought about that, too. Because you asked me earlier in the week, have I ever donated to a collective or anything like that? And I haven't and never would.
Right.
Even if... I don't know, hard to say. Maybe if I had the money, maybe I would. It's a different thing. I don't know. But, like, I don't. And then I read the Troy Aikman thing. I just feel like no one should donate to it. Don't do it. If everyone stopped doing it, and I know this isn't going to happen, and I know boosters have the money and they want to and whatever. I'm not trying to tell anybody. No, I guess I am trying to tell people what to do with their money. But if everybody just stopped donating to the NIL collectives and guys just got NIL money for, you know, legitimate, like, name, image, and likeness endorsement stuff, which is what pro athletes get money for, and you should be able to make money for endorsing products if you're in college. But if everyone stopped using the NIL as a way to launder money to recruits, and you just did the revenue sharing and legitimate NIL stuff, then I think it would help.
Do you think – would I be considered a booster, right?
If what?
If I donated money to Georgia.
I think so.
Well, call me a booster because I do donate money to Georgia. My child.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, my child. Georgia gets my money. That's all the money. That's all the money UGA getting out of Randy.
I mean, technically, I'm still a Boston University booster because once a month that credit, what are they called? The student loan company wants that money.
Yeah.
And if I'm a day late, they call me.
Do they?
Just give me some grace, you know? I'm good for it.
man, I speak to Andy Buck. Hey, Andy.
Hey, your payment's a day late. I know. I don't get paid till tomorrow. I'm aware that it's late.
Yeah.
Okay, leave me alone. But yeah, so I'm boosting Boston University.
There we go. There we go, man. But yeah.
Just a couple of boosters over here.
Yeah, dog. But I love Troy's like, all right, see if y'all get some more money out of Troy Aikman.
Yeah, and I hope more people do that. I hope more people are like, you know what? This is really stupid. There's plenty of other money to go around. There's now revenue sharing as well. Guys should get money for legitimate endorsement opportunities. They should, whether it's the trading cards or shoes or whatever, like Dr. Pepper. There's a lot of stuff that people are getting money for in NIL, and they should get it. But what Troy's talking about is just giving to a collective so they can dole it out and give it to a kid. Stop doing that. Keep it. Build a golf simulator in your basement or
something like that.
You know? Donate it to a good cause.
You see LeBron's golf simulator he's putting in his crib?
He's really all in.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, he's all in, which is
good. I ain't mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him. The only thing I don't like is all of the golf accounts that I follow on Instagram. I guess it's good engagement when they post LeBron stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like looking at his swing. Not a good swing.
Well, he's 6'9".
I know. I don't like it. So I gotta scroll past real quick.
Oh, my God.
I only like looking at – I don't like following accounts that post, like, golf shanks and stuff. I don't like watching people hit bad shots. I only like good positive golf energy coming in.
Really?
Yeah. I don't need. I'm glad he's taking the game up, and I'm glad people are interested. I don't need to see it.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm at with LeBron's golf journey.
Okay. I, one last thing. We're talking about getting ready for the college football playoffs. Sad news out of Indiana. They're without their best defensive end, Stephen Daly. He's out with the injury. Got injured during post game. He's third in the nation in tackles for loss. And he was like. I saw the clip yesterday, and it seemed like he was already banged up with that leg, and he was over there like being celebrating with the fans. So he's just hobbled.
That sucks.
So yeah, losing him he's a big time player.
How long
for
did you say he was out for?
He's gonna be out for rest of the playoffs.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah, yeah, he might be out.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a definitely an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. Obviously, for the number one team in the country, whose defense I think probably surprised people.
Yes,
I think maybe you thought the offense would be able to. No, no one thought they were going to be able to keep up what they did last year.
No
one thought they were going to be able to do what they did last year.
I'm not even going to put it.
No one did.
And two locals, quick. Shout out to Coach Jerry Mack, Coach Mike. And Kennesaw State, a 6-year extension. Good for him. Good for Kennesaw State and good for him. And, dude, I really like Mercer's coach, Mike Jacob. He just wins down there in Mercer. He's going to take the job at Toledo because their coach left to go for UConn. Toledo, better job. You got a better job than Toledo?
UConn's an independent, so they can kind of do their own thing.
Oh, okay.
And then Mora went from there to Colorado State, which that was kind of weird.
Yes.
I thought he would take a bigger job than that or try to take a bigger job than that. Also wonder if Jed Fish does go to Michigan, like if that's what happens, does Mora then leave Colorado State if they call him?
Yeah.
I mean, Everybody in Atlanta knows Morris wanted that Washington job for a long time.
I did not. Well, no, you did tell me that.
He told everyone on the radio.
Oh, okay.
He said he would leave the Falcons the night before the Super Bowl to take the Washington job.
Well,
remember that?
I don't remember that. I remember you told me this. Maybe he said that because he knew he was going to get fired?
No. No. I mean,
he said
he was the Falcons coach.
Yeah, I remember that.
Active.
Yeah.
In the middle of his tenure on a sports radio interview in Seattle.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's being broadcast. Like, you can't just say stuff, you know? Yeah. I think it soured a lot of Falcons fans' opinion.
How much longer did he stay here after that?
I think it was that year.
Oh.
Or maybe it was a year later. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, all the Vic stuff happened, obviously.
Right,
but,
right.
You can't really say that, you know, when you have a job.
You're not supposed to say that.
All right. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh! Walk in your trap and take over your trap. Walk in your trap and take over your trap.
You're a petty son of a gun, Bo.
Yes, he is.
Is that not what you want them to do in Tampa? Go take trap over?
I don't. I just want
your trap and take over your trap.
I just want him to go down there and play a respectable football
game. Go down
there
and win a damn football game, man.
Go down there busting out another chain after this one?
Yeah.
Nah, there's no chain, man.
Because you know what?
The time for chains is coming and gone.
I actually don't mind this. Like, the celebration that I think, I don't know, that belt stuff is the dumbest.
Like belt to ass?
That's the dumbest effing celebration ever. You like a bunch of effing idiots when they're doing it in the locker room. I saw the Georgia Bulldog, pop, pop. They sound so stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
You see a lot of people in the stands doing it.
It's one of the dumbest damn things I've ever seen. That time when Michael Irvin would beat the damn wall with that belt.
Yeah.
You're like a damn moron. You're like a damn moron. Like damn idiot. Mike was beating the hell out of that wall with that belt.
He was, yeah.
Like, you look so damn dumb.
Mike,
that was not a fun thing when you were a damn child when you heard that pop. Because you knew your ass was finna get fenta.
Right, there's also in the ass. Okay. Like a positive
I don't see nothing funny about that. When that thing would pop, when mama would pop that thing, because you know she was finna get off in you.
What was up to with that anyway? Like, why was that necessary? Did you really have to pop the belt before you come at me?
Oh, the intimidating factor of that.
Knowing they coming at you with the belt is not intimidating enough.
Exactly. Knowing that you was going to get it anyways to do that.
Yeah. There's some psychological.
Like you're making sure the belt's nice and ready.
You know what I'm saying? Pow!
Yeah, exactly. You got to get it nice and crisp.
Yeah, man. I was like, what the hell?
That is an actual factual thing that did happen. I know firsthand. Yeah, that's without the pop first.
It's got to be one of them things because that's usually that last breath you take before it all get taken out you. They give you that 1 second warning to brace yourself. Pow! All right, let's get this over with.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that one, and then there's this one that everyone does
again. The hell are you doing? You got you're covering your face and you're dangling your arm.
I don't know what it is. It's like you're being an elephant.
But it's an all day thing. Occurrence when you have.
I thought they were covering their nose when something stank.
When you have kids, mm-hmm. Samson, all freaking day.
Oh, he's doing that.
Yeah,
he's up to that. So he knows what it is. Then.
What are you? I don't want to know.
Oh, I do. I'm just always curious.
I want you to stop.
I want him to stop, but I always like. I remember a couple years ago it was the wiping the nose and pointing. And then the leagues had stopped doing it because apparently there's some sort of gang affiliation with that or something like that. Yeah, I just always wonder because I'm so out of the loop, man.
Is there any gang affiliation with the peekaboo one? Because that one's kind of funny. If that is what they're doing, it's peekaboo.
I don't know what all it is, man. you see everybody does the same thing. And then it's like, what are they doing? And then they get told not to do it. And then they do it anyway. And then they get fined. I don't know. It's all very silly. I understand being excited, though. I bet it would be really fun to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So I just saw something on the Pat McAfee show, and I'm sure it might be on one of the monitors in y'all's studio, that I was like, wow, they really do that? And I guess Abe is probably the only one that can actually answer this, unless y'all have seen this. They had like an 8-on-2 fight in an octagon. Like, there were 8 guys in, like, blue draws and 2 guys in, like, yellow draws, and the 8 guys were trying to beat up the blue guy. Now, there was a little bit of size advantage to the guys in the yellow draws, the 2. But it's, like, 8-on-2.
Huh. A battle royal in octagon?
And they were, you were literally trying to jump the 2 guys in yellow, and the 2 guys in yellow were holding you off and trying to see if they could whoop all 8 of the other guys.
So it's sort of like that, could 100 people beat up a gorilla,
yeah,
but to a smaller degree, and it's humans. All right.
I mean, are you going to, if the 8 guys win, do they win anything? Can you really even, do you even hold your hands up? Do you get anything for that? Like, you just beat up 2 dudes.
You're kind of supposed to win when it's 8-on-2.
Huh.
I don't know. I thought that was a still frame that they were showing of 2 guys in a bunch of different locations in the octagon.
No, they were 8-on-2. Okay. It might have been 8 or 10, or I didn't count them, but look around 8.
Well, you know what? They got to do new stuff.
That I would maybe watch.
We've been doing one-on-one for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we got to expand a little.
I'm wondering why they don't do tag team matches in UFC.
Hey, Bo.
That'd be pretty cool.
Bo, isn't John Cena last match this week?
Saturday night,
okay.
Versus Gunther.
Who?
Gunther.
Oh, yeah, him.
It's Gunther or Gunther or something. Yeah, man. End of an era.
Sometimes they let all the wrestlers go in the ring at once.
Yeah, Battle Royal.
Battle Royal, yeah.
Battle Royal.
Yeah. Over the top rope, though. They're scared to do that in UFC.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Speaking of fighting people, asking somebody their age is something that might want people want to fight somebody over. I don't think dudes actually take it like females do, but here's Philip Rivers having some fun with some reporters.
What is your plan weight? What do you weigh right now?
Or weight.
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. Right? I can tell you that. But then I follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right?
So, exactly.
So people say, well, they're going to know you're going to be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So.
I just don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's it. I just don't want to get hurt, man.
I get that part of it. It's like, well, he wasn't running anyway. I know, but he was doing it every week.
But yeah, exactly.
He was in football game playing shape.
Yeah.
And he'd not been doing it for a while now. So
I just don't want to get hurt. That's all my thing. I just don't want my boy to get hurt, man.
Yeah, look, if there's going to be somebody get their feelings hurt over somebody getting a shot over them, it's going to be Cam Newton. But don't people realize that Phillip Rivers literally runs this offense with his football team that he coaches?
It's a big difference.
Well, I get that.
It's a big
difference.
What's Cam
upset, mad about? He feels slapped in the face. He didn't get that phone call. But they called Phillip because he knows the offense.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Like, he's plug and play.
No, Phillip and Shane are boys. Phillip and Shane are boys. They're boys. But, like, again, the offense, offenses are all the same. It's just different terminology and all those different things. I just don't think people look at Cam as a guy that can come in and help them. I don't know why they looked at Phillip that way either.
Right.
But his last 2 years weren't great.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been out of the game for 5 years. Five.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Five.
It's a crazy thing. It's probably not going to go great. It could be a really, really cool story if it does, but it's probably not going to. But, like, yeah, I mean, the same thing with Cam Newton, too, though. Like, he didn't play couple of years
Either. He didn't play well.
Like, I don't
know. Multiple years with the Patriots. I don't think there was a good one.
I don't know. I don't like the Cam Newton
disrespect.
But also just like the discourse period. Like, well, of course they didn't call you.
Yeah.
You're not a NFL quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I understand Phillip isn't either, but like they didn't. I don't know.
I mean, they have the relationship. I'm just telling him and Shane are like brothers. They're really, really close. Right. So he looked at it from a standpoint, hey, we got to get something here. Now, you mean to tell me there ain't nobody on nobody's practice squad, a Desmond Ritter or somebody?
Right.
But,
and that's what Schlereth was getting at yesterday. Like, that's a pretty sad state of affairs if there's not someone who's not 44 who's hanging out coaching high school football with his kids that can't come in and get you through four games.
Yeah.
But we've seen it. There isn't.
Mm-mm.
Like, we've seen a lot. I mean, we saw Desmond Ritter, right?
It's crazy.
Like, there's just as good of a chance Phillip Rivers could win you a game as Desmond Ritter.
It's crazy.
Or whoever else. Yeah, so
I don't know. The Braves just signed Robert Suarez.
Okay.
He's a pitcher. He's pretty good.
What about the guy that
All-star in 24 and 25.
Not Ranger.
Oh, Robert from the Padres.
He said he was an All-star win?
24 and 25.
Is that when
That's last year.
Yeah. That was last year. Was that because every team got to get one in?
No, he played for the Padres.
No, he's Padres. He's a good pitcher. Padres were a good team last year.
So where's he going to – is he a starting pitcher?
Probably bullpen.
Okay.
Yeah, late relief.
Yeah, he's a relief pitcher.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Need more of that.
Who could be stretched to long relief if needs – it's a good signing. Yeah.
He had 40 saves last year.
Good for him. Yeah. All right. I like this one, Bo. What about the guy we signed? What about the
maybe outfield? He's the closer.
Maybe.
Maybe Iglesias, the setup guy, which is probably what he should be.
Exactly.
Maybe. Yeah, and they made, you know, dancing back and forth.
I actually like that. If that's what happens,
I'm
like
all
that
in on that.
So you're talking about Yastrzemski?
Yes. Now, so is this signing that Ronnie's going to be DH more?
It will mean that he's going to DH more. What you're basically getting with Yastrzemski is you're getting Marcell Ozuna, but he can play all three outfield positions. Most recently with the Padres and Royals last year, he played like 75% right field.
Okay.
But he can be plugged into center or left.
Okay.
You're losing about 30 home runs and about 50 batting average points over Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah.
But you're trading out about $10 million and he can play in the outfield. So.
Well, yeah, he can't hit like Ozuna. Well,
right.
He doesn't have
17 home runs last
year. He doesn't
have
the power that Ozuna has.
Okay.
But
he's a lefty, so now you have Eli White.
Has anybody picked up Marcell yet?
No. I don't know if anybody's going to pick up Marcell. I mean, his value for what he probably is commanding was like $17, $18 million, maybe 16. He doesn't play outfield. He's only a DH from the right side of the plate, and there's a lot of those guys out there probably for cheaper.
There was a pretty rough stretch last year, too. Now, apparently he had that hip injury, right?
So
if he's healthy, then maybe somebody will pick him up at some point because every team's got
moves.
A DH. I mean, he's not going to get $17 million, I don't think.
But a much-needed bullpen arm, the Braves just added. That's a good signing, man.
All right.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great.
So speaking of people that have been places for years, man, so Bishopville, South Carolina is where you're going to find Lee Correctional Institute.
Okay.
Is that a jail?
And sometimes guys that are incarcerated are just looking for a little bit of holiday cheer. And sometimes, you know, the cops or the marshal guys that are there just want to kind of prevent them from doing this. Somebody tried with a drone to drop a package containing steak, crab legs, Old Bay seasoning.
So they could season them up.
Cigarettes and marijuana
mm-hmm.
into Lee Correctional Institution, and the warden found it before the prisoners did. Now, I don't know if there was a specific prisoner that was going to look. You can find pictures of this stuff. It wasn't enough for just one person, but it wasn't enough to feed like 20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was on a drone. But man, somebody's Christmas dinner plans just got foiled by the warden, who's probably going to go enjoy him himself.
That's the new thing, man. What? That you read up, like people dropping, like using drones to drop the stuff
in the prison. Wall.
In the prison, yeah. Cell phones and drugs and all. Yeah, that's the that's the new thing, the new technology.
Now, just in case you're looking to do something like this for a family member that's locked up,
don't.
All right, now this is in South Carolina.
You know flying how much trouble you get in if you get caught doing that?
Yes. Flying a drone near a prison in South Carolina could get you 30 days in jail. That's a misdemeanor. Now, dropping contraband into a facility.
That's 5 years.
Well, especially
that's
if it's 10. Weed.
Up to 10?
Because, I mean, weed's not legal in South Carolina.
I'm just saying, dog. It's amazing how much that stuff caught, like, you know why all the prison stuff. The dude was like, they be charging like $5,000 for like a damn cell phone. Wow. And I'm talking about not even an iPhone.
You got the old Nokia.
And that'd be the one, but I'd be like, they in prison making TikToks.
So I'm wondering if this is them. That type of prison where it's like minimal security.
Right.
So let's say you get the steaks and the Old Bay seasoning.
Yes.
All right. You know, cigarettes and marijuana, you can figure out what to do with that. You can find a lighter anywhere. Where are you going to cook the steak?
They cook on the stairs, Bo!
Nobody raises an eyebrow about it? Hey, I just got my steak and some Old Bay seasoning?
Where are you getting the
charcoal? You got all kind of privileges. I saw the dude was frying chicken on the stairs. Had a little placemat, had a little burner up under there.
You think somebody had to smuggle the Wesson oil into him?
Dude, I was crying when I saw
it. Maybe somebody has a George Foreman or something like that?
Like they,
you never
in
know.
Jail?
Dude, you in jail for all this time. You figure out how to do stuff, right. How to start sparks.
Yeah, that's true.
You get creative.
Dude, Dan, hibachi. Dude said it's hibachi Thursday, and they want hibachi and rice on the stairs.
You know what? I support this 100%. Let's have more cooking in prison and less making shanks.
Yeah. But they got
make grills.
That's why I saw the thing.
We got to cut the steak somehow.
So exactly. Exactly. Dude got this long ass shank. It's like, cut the steak up.
Yeah. And then if anybody tries to come take it from you, just poke them in the side.
Yeah, man.
So speaking of prison, y'all remember Bonnie Blue? Told you a story about her a few months ago.
Yeah,
she was the one within 12 hours, 1,000 people.
Porn lady who's sleeping with everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
She is incarcerated currently in Indonesia.
It
sounds meaner to say Indonesia. It's in Bali, which is in Indonesia. All right, so you've heard of the like a booze cruise or a party bus or something like this. She and 17 male Australian tourists in Bali hopped upon a bus, and we're going to make a porn bus or something or whatever you want to call that. But roaming around the city of Bali. Just getting it on in a bus.
That's amazing whenever you are like in Miami, you see one of them ragged ass vans and you're like, is that the bus?
Are they in there right now?
Are they in there right now?
She is currently facing
definitely
up to 15 years in prison in Indonesia. The the other guys that she was with were released. It is said by a
released
lawyer
a
in
term.
Indonesia that she'll probably just be deported.
That's a funny word to use.
But Bonnie Blue, soon to be not allowed in the country of Indonesia.
Banned.
Being
banned from Indonesia for being freaky on a bus.
Get you 15 years.
With a bunch of dudes. I wonder what they had. What they were charged for that bus ride.
I still don't understand. I still don't understand the obsession with her. I don't get it.
I'm good with 1,000 people's leftovers.
I don't understand that obsession.
No. Just doesn't sound.
And if I'm going to get on a bus, let's do a booze. Let's do a boozy bus.
Saying, like you come out there with that woo wow,
new stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Like stuff they ain't even invented.
Yeah.
Like you got to go to Africa to get the cure in African jungle.
Yeah, man.
That might be why she was in Bali to get some herbs.
You got to lick a frog.
Yeah.
Get clear of that stuff.
All right.
I can't hear you. Oh, all right. We'll come back and get to the final hour of the show. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20. Get back into all the big stories next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.